Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu. We're going to go to Rav Aaron Gilchowski's at Zatzal. And Shiur should be a schus for the Am Yoshev Betzion, Golan Ben Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvora, Sol Shech Olei Yisrael. And we've already seen the flows in the Torah's Rabbeinu. And now we will continue. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos that a tailor is not allowed to go out with his needle stuck in his baged Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, because maybe he'll forget. And then he's going to go out, meaning he's not allowed to go out samach l'chashecha, because maybe he'll forget that it's Shabbos, or maybe he'll forget that he has a needle. Pashtus, he's going to forget the needle. He's going to forget the needle, and he's going to go out after chashecha, or he's going to walk arba'amis after chashecha. So Tosfos says, but it's only gzeira l'gzeira, because if the problem is he's going to forget the needle, then there's no Isser Torah. So how can we make a gzeira that he's going to forget the needle? How can we make a gzeira that he's going to forget the needle? If even if he forgets, and therefore he's not allowed to go with the needle, if even if he forgets the needle, it's only his derabana. Because we see in the Gemara Bava Kama that if somebody has a stone in their, held in like in their chest, and in their baguette or whatever, and he goes out on Shabbos, and then if the stone falls out of the garment, falls out of his cheko, falls out of his bosom or whatever, and it goes arba'amis, on Shabbos he's pater. Why is he pater? Because he wasn't even aware of it. Since he wasn't aware of it, so he's pater. Even if it goes out of the arba'amis, it falls out of the arba'amis here also. He's not aware of the needle. It's only given his drabon, it's akum egzera. To the gzera, I read the whole Israel is only derabbanan it to carry out the needle, and to say the analogy to go at samach lechashecha is gzera legzera. We don't do that. So Tosfos says el shema yishkach hasamachad latznio ad shiyah Shabbos. He's going to forget the needle to put it away until it's Shabbos. Ule b'sof kishi yizkor hasamachad yishkach shu Shabbos v'yetzeh. First, he's going to forget the needle to put it away before Shabbos. And then when he remembers the needle, he's going to forget that it's Shabbos. And once he forgets it's Shabbos, but he remembers the needle, now he's going to remember the needle. So the chashash is that he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, not the needle. And he forgets that it's Shabbos, then it's Nistaraisa, so that's why I'm making clear, because Nistaraisa. Vasemis here writes, Vasemis alashas, and the Gemara later, not here, the Gemara later says that you're not allowed to go, you're allowed to go with your tefillin. Why? Samach l'chashecha. Why, what about forgetting it? The answer is because you're constantly touching your tefillin. You're constantly moving it, mimashmish, feeling it. Kal v'chomer from the tzitz has one askara. You're not allowed to be mesiach das from your tefillin, certainly. So you're not going to forget about your tefillin. So for this fasem is for kosher, hagam biyotze betfilin b'shabbos pater, the tachshiti, k'demuchach be'erivin, the tir lachne zug zug kol shemachnis in derech malbush v'avei tachshit. You see in erivin that on Shabbos you're allowed to be machnis your tefillin, you don't have to leave them outside, since you're doing so derech malbush. If you're wearing it, then it's fine in order to preserve the tefillin. So it's derech malbush. From came in the kaimelan karab lo gzinu gzeru gzeru and tzarech l'tam zed mitra dachir. You don't need to come on to mitra dachir by the tefillin. Just say that it's gzeru l'gzeru. Even going out with tefillin on Shabbos, doing hachnasar or tzah with tefillin on Shabbos is only in Ister Abanan. It's gzera l'gzera. So that's what he says about the tefillin. So first his teretz is, and he says the Chiddush Rashba asks this kasha. So first he says, maybe we can say that we paskin Shabbos is lavs man tefillin. And it's like a burden. But there, once you already have a head there, it's not considered a burden anymore. It's not a masui. So there it's considered a tachshit, because tefillin are an oath to Shabbos, you don't need an oath. So if you wear it, it's a mevazes a Shabbos. Avakshetirulo, they, in order to save the tefillin, when it's left outside before Shabbos, they allowed him to bring it in. So now it's not a burden anymore. It's a tachshit. But here we're talking about where you take them out b'shogeg b'li heter chachamim. Here it's a masui. So it would come out that if you take tefillin out on Shabbos b'shogeg, you wear tefillin on Shabbos b'shogeg, you're chayav chatas. But that's not the mashmos of the poskim. So this would be a chiddush that only there it's permitted because it's. Once you have a head there, it's not considered a masa, but here there's no head there. So maybe if you take it up a shogeg, you chayv achatis. And that's why we have to come on to the reason of shemet yamashmesh. That's not the mashmos of the poskim. So kan hirvachnu chidush gadol shel esvas emes. But he said since the poskim are not mashma that way, that taking out Shabbos to fill in his shogeg is a chayv achatis. L'chein yor l'fi mashkas v'atayzis leil. Then he comes down to our taisvis. That chashi is not that he's going to forget the news, forget that it's Shabbos. We can't achinami yishlomer diyishkach belayla shu Shabbos. We can't even shiure. Shechashecha v'silek tefillin b'rishus harabim yitlein b'yado v'yalichem lebeisoi. K'mo sh'ayse b'chol k'she chashcha halayla t'melichem lebeisoi. So the chashi is at night he's not going to forget the tefillin. He's going to forget that it's Shabbos. At night he's going to forget that it's Shabbos. He's going to see that it's dark. And he's going to take off his tefillin and Rishus HaRabim, take them in his hand, and bring them in, like he does during the week. And therefore you need to come on to the reason of, no, mitcher docher luhu. V'yisalke miyad b'ascholat bein hashmashos. He's going to be misalik them already bein hashmashos. Mitcher docher. Here's a nukshad of mitcher docher. Here he says, mitcher docher luhu. Is that he's going to remember the tefillin, and mamele he's going to remove them on Erev Shabbos, because then he remembers Shabbos. In other words, by the machat, first he's going to forget about the machat. He's going to forget about the machat, so he's not going to remove it, and then he's going to forget that it's Shabbos. But here he's not going to forget the tefillin. He's not going to forget the tefillin, because he's always remembering his tefillin, and mamele right before Shabbos, he's going to take him off. So we don't say that Samach Le Ben Hashmashas, he's not allowed to go out, because he's going to remember by Aschal Es Ben Hashmashas. And here the Sfas Emes says, Nacha Chiddush, which we used in a different shir, but if in Nifla Meit, he says that tefillin is a malbush is only when they used to go with tefillin all day. But today we're not going with tefillin all day anymore, so it's not a malbush. So in other words, the whole kasha was predicated aitz gzeira l'gzeira, because tefillin's a malbush. So what's the problem? So his answer was that yes, tefillin is a malbush, but he's gonna. The chashash is would be that he's gonna forget. That Shabbos is going to come in, and after Shabbos comes in, then he's going to forget that it's Shabbos and take it off and carry it. The chashash is that he's going to carry it. But now he's saying, no, the chashash doesn't carry it. The chashash is that he's going to wear it. And that's why we say, no, he's not going to wear it because mitcher dachir. He's going to remember. Because wearing it, it's also a masu b'zman hazeh, because we don't wear a tefillin all day. It's not a garment. It's a big chiddush. And therefore you have to come on to yamashmesh. No, no, no. He's gonna be touching his tefillin. He say, ah, right before Chashecha, he's gonna take it off. And according to this yisod, it's mamish. The Svasemis was so sharp. He says this whole heter of the motzei tefillin b'Shabbos. You find tefillin outside the city on Shabbos, you can bring them in, pair by pair. Now today you're not allowed to do it anymore. It's a masui. That's not the mashmos of the Torah. So that's gevaldik. Anyway, Rav Avrom, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was giving a hesped for a echod miyuchad meachabure in Bnei Brak. Chaim Aryeh Deutsch. This is going back 1999, Tafshin Nantes. And he speaks about how much he learned and how he was always smiling even though he had said Shisurim. Evlo Belibo B'Tzalaso B'Fonav. Person who didn't know his matzav, didn't know that he had a terminal illness, and he always walked around with a smile. And Rabbeinu Shimon Bar Tzemach Duran, he says in this hesped, the author of the Shu'at HaTashbitz, gives a siman for the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Zraim Moed Nashim Yeshuas. Yeshuas is Nezikin in the Gemara. Yeshuas Kachim V'Tayrus. Where on Shabbos calls it Yeshuas. Zraim Moed Nashim Yeshuas Kachim V'Tayrus. Zmanei Kat. What does it mean? Zmanei Kat, a short time. That if you know you have a short time, make sure to learn all Shisha Starim. Chaperayim. And that's what the siman was mekuyim by this Rav Deutsch. This should be Lili Nishmasa. Lashuro. He was Mekayim this Simon. And he was filled with Avos HaBrius. And he loved his friends. His friend loved him. And he can learn one sugya, go deeper and deeper and deeper until he understood. And this is a person who's, again, he has a terminal illness. And he was learning a sugya in Erevin until he understood Pshat. He didn't let it go. And even after he understood Pshat, he still didn't want to leave it. He's still Mefalpel. And this is Mechayiv all of us, and all of our Matzovim, and Rav Avram, somebody who had tremendous, tremendous Yisurim in his life. When his son was sick with cancer, and he would go to America. And for treatments there in Boston. And there are a lot of amazing stories about that. After his son died, his wife wanted to put up a picture of the son. So he said, okay, you could put up a picture on the wall, but you have to write under the picture, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafsha b'chol meidecha. That shouldn't forget that even though we loved our son, but we love God. And once when he was in America, his wife told him when they went for the treatment one time, she said, I want you to go back home. So he said, why? She said, because when we went to get a bracha from the stipler, before we left, the stipler said you could go. But I saw that he had tsar for your bittul Torah. He had tsar for all the bittul Torah it's going to cause you to go on this trip. But he said, you're allowed to go. It gave you bracha. But she said that krechts of the stipler, it just stays with me, that he let out a groan. And that groan stays with me. That's the tsar that he had for your bittul Torah. So, she insisted. And he went home. He went back. And people used to send kalas to Rebbetzin Ginachovsky for Hajiracha before marriage. You see what an incredible tzaddikah she was, such a husband. And the way she supported him learning all week long. She was in Bnei Brak and he was in Zeshiva in Yerushalayim, Shabin. Anyway, so Moreinu Rabbeinu brings down this Gemara. And he quotes the Tosfos, and then he brings a Ran who asks from this Gemara about the tefillin. What about the chashash? If the chashash is going to forget Shabbos, then if the chashash is really going to forget Shabbos, then when it comes to the tefillin, what does it help that you're mamashmesh? You're going to forget Shabbos. So this is Svasem, it says you'll take them off. Since you're constantly mamashmesh, before Shabbos comes in, you're going to take them off. The Ran says a little bit differently. The Ran says, Ze yigrom lo she yiskor es yom ha-Shabbos l'katshe. That this is going to cause him to remember Shabbos. Why? Because of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Since he's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, the Ran says he's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. So that's also going to help him remember Shabbos. He's not only going to remember the tefillin, but he's also going to remember Shabbos. That's not by the way the Sfasemis. It's more like a Chassidus Shavuot. This is Matim for the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis is going to mashmish before Shabbos, and therefore he's going to take them off. And the Ran says he's mashmish before Shabbos, and he's makabel machus shemayim, and he's going to take it off. And therefore there's no chash that he's going to go on Shabbos and remember his tefillin and forget that it's Shabbos. So that's the Ran. So Rabbeinu says that you see a Yisoid Gadol, that if a person is Mekabel Atzmo Al Malchus Shemayim, then he's not going to have a Tekol in other areas either. He's not going to have a Tekol that he's going to forget Shabbos because he's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. So he's going to remember that Shabbos is coming. He's not going to forget Minyan HaShabbos. Now, if I'm reading Rabbi Avram correctly, he notes that Tosfos already answered the kasha from Tefillin. They were mavliya the kasha from Tefillin in their teretz from the machat, because they write El Hashem yishkachas hamachat latznio ad sheyeh Shabbos. You're going to forget to put away the machat until Shabbos, but Tefillin you're not going to forget because you're mamashmesh. So you're not going to forget. So the chashash is first you're going to forget the chayfetz, and then you forget Shabbos. But Tosfos doesn't have that problem, because Tosfos says that, but tefillin, you don't have that problem, because you're not going to forget the tefillin. You may like the Sfasemet says, you're going to take them off, because you're wearing a tefillin. You know Shabbos coming, you take them off. And the Ran says that the mishmash b'tefillin is going to remind you that you have to take them off, that you can't be nichshel on Shabbos. So you see that the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim in one area is mashpi on other areas. Your Kabbalah Samach Shemaim for tefillin is also going to be mashpi on Shabbos. Okay, Rabbeinu goes on a little bit. Now we'll get to story about him. We were talking about his Kabbalah Yisurim. One Shabbos, he came back from his, there were treatments also in Germany. So he gave a shiur in the Beis Medrash in Tzanz. And after the shiur, two Talmidim came up to Rabbeinu and they asked him what to be Mischazik in. And they wanted Schuz for the Chole. So he said, Yesh leschazik bebatel ritzoncha mipnei ritzoncha. To be mevatel your ratzon for the ratzon of Hashem. In the Kuntres Me'el HaMeluim on page 43, he writes that he asked the Bala Yelis HaShachar, another Rav Steinman, let's say somebody, right after Birchas Bedikas Chometz, starts checking in a Mokum She'en Machnisim Bo Chometz. He checks the Chavez in the bathroom. Mokum She'en Machnisim Bo Chometz. And nevertheless, he finds chametz there. And then he speaks shaloh minyan abedika before checking elsewhere. Does he have to do bedika again or not? Does he have to make a bracha again or not? Again, when you make the bracha and the bedika, you have to start the bedika right away. See, we didn't start the bedika right away. Meaning he went into the, started looking in the bathroom. That's a makom she'machnisim bo chametz. And then he speaks, and then he starts looking in the other places. So it's a gevaldik shaila. So does he have to make the bracha again? Because on one hand, he found chametz. So b'seder, so then he started the bedika. So shalma Yisrael. He started the bedika, so then he doesn't have to make a bracha. You're allowed to talk. It's better not to, but you're allowed to talk after you start the bedika. You don't have to make a new bracha. Maybe no, it's a makom she'machnisim bo chametz, so it's not considered that he started the bedika. So the Baal Eilas HaShachar answered that since he finds chametz, igloi milsalam afreya, that this is a makom she'machnisim bo chametz, and the bracha is chal. So you don't have to make a new bracha. It's like hipsik bedika b'dibur b'emtza bedika. Because he already started doing the bedika. Even though it's a makom she'machnisim bo chametz, igloi lo milsalam afreya, it's a makom she'machnisim bo chametz. Rabbeinu said no. He didn't think about this b'zman ha-bracha. And it's like he didn't make a bracha at all, and he has to make a new bracha. Ve'ish lahar al dibei Rabbeinu, that since ha-yadaito b'chlalus on all the makomis that ha-chayavim b'bedika, so it's similar to what it says in the Rabbi Kivegar in the Chuvah, in Simon Chav Gimel, that somebody who's mevatel his chametz, and then a certain chametz, he thought that it's already sold to the goy, and then it turns out that the mechira wasn't chal, the Rabbi Kiva Eger was machriya, that since he had a general kavana to be mevatel all the chametz, the bittul is chal on this as well. So here also, he had a general kavana on all the makomos ha-chayev mebedika, and it turns out, lemafreya, that this place was chayev mebedika. So maybe the bracha was chal. When he checked in the bathroom, he found chametz. It turns out that this counts also, because his kavana was on bechlalos, on all the makomos ha-chayev mebedika. Rav Dov Landau was asked, the Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva, what happens if b'shas ha-bracha, he thought about a certain place that he thought that this place doesn't need bedika, because the makom she'machnisim bo chametz, and in the middle of bedika, he says, yeah, oh wait, well, there's a makom she'machnisim bo chametz. So does he have to make a new bracha? So he says that could very well be that you make a bracha on the bedika, al bir chametz, so this lasts until tomorrow. So it could also be, possibly, just like the this bracha lasts weiter until the bihur, so it could be that it also covers this b'shas ha-bracha. You didn't have it in mind. You didn't have this particular place in mind. But then you realize that it is a place of machnisa bo chametz. So just like tomorrow's bihur is included, so too this is also going to be included. Even though obviously it could be mechalik. Tomorrow's bihur, you want to be mevar, what? You want to be burn the chametz. You're going to burn the chametz you found, so it counts for tomorrow. But here, b'dafka, your kavanah is not on not to be bodek in this place. So the bracha can cover it could remain till the beer for the beer till tomorrow. So the bracha remains for the beer till tomorrow, but here you didn't have this place in mind. So why should it count? You're right, the bracha goes further than just, the b'shas ha-bedika, so it extends beyond that, but only the bedika, what you had an intention for in the sreifa. So I don't really understand that answer. But okay, if I go to B'nai Brak and I would speak to Rav Dov Landau, I'm sure he would be able to explain it to me and have another 1,000 beautiful things to say about it. Okay, Mori Rabbeinu say there's so much more to say, but these are just some Hearas, Halachas, Hanhagas, and Emirat Hashem. We should see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. B'nei Lech B'darkei Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.